For most British citizens, Queen Elizabeth is the only monarch they've ever known, but there are still many people who remember Elizabeth as a young princess and who watched her grand coronation as queen.
On what must surely be the greatest day of her life, Queen Elizabeth drives to her coronation.
I'm Avril Shatter, and I'm 75. We were the only people in our street to have a TV, and my parents invited all the street to come in to watch a coronation. And my mother hardly watched a coronation because she was too busy making sandwiches for everybody.
Imagine, if you can, our young queen's feelings as she is slowly borne towards the hours-long ceremony consecrating her as queen of all the nations and all the races over which she holds sovereignty.
It was just lovely to see her walk down with this golden dress and this fantastic cloak behind her. Then there was me. I think I once tried to copy what she did as a child. My mother had a wedding, her wedding dress, and I used to get in it and march up and down in it.
Clive Bender, 78 years old. I was 8 years old when the King died.
The passing of King George VI came as a sudden and most grievous shock to his people all over the world.
We all had to wear a black armband on our school blazer. Well, he died in February, the King, and the coronation was in June. I can remember the procession. The one thing that everybody remembers is Queen Salotti of Tonga, which is in the Pacific Ocean. And it was pouring the rain. She was in an open-top carriage on her own, and she wouldn't put an umbrella up so everybody could see her. We do put on a good show in this country of pageantry. It's the way we do things here.
My name's Barbara Stone, 92. My husband and I had just got engaged, and we were walking up Regent Street, and we saw the Union Jacks at half-mast. And we went into a jeweller's, and they said that the King had just died. My father rented a television set, and we invited the neighbours in, and we watched the Queen on the television.
Now, the Archbishop moves to the theatre for the ceremony of recognition.
I here present unto you Queen Elizabeth, your undoubted queen.
God save Queen Elizabeth!
She had a very tiny waist and this beautiful dress. There was all the different flowers and all the different nations that she was in control of. It looked very beautiful.
Prince Charles and Princess Anne watched enthralled as the troops swung down the mall around the Victoria Memorial.
I think she was extremely good. I mean, it's going to be a completely different world now.
And so, this day of days most memorable comes to an end. And with it begins a new era, the new Elizabethan age.
Memories of Queen Elizabeth's coronation from some people who watched it 70 years ago.